She said she was a little girl? A plethora of unanswerables runs through my head. I stop and breathe for a minute. Okay. I grab my wallet and my keys, and away I go. Lock the 37 locks, descend in the cranky little elevator, buy roses for Claire in the shop in the lobby, walk 2 blocks to the restaurant in record time, but still 5 minutes late. Claire is already seated in a booth, and she looks relieved when she sees me. She waves at me like she's in a parade. "Hello," I say. Claire is wearing a wine-colored velvet dress and pearls. She looks like a Botticelli by way of John Graham. Huge gray eyes, long nose, tiny delicate mouth like a geisha. She has long red hair that covers her shoulders and falls to the middle of her back. Claire is so pale she looks like a waxwork in the candlelight. I thrust the roses at her. "For you." "Thank you," says Claire, absurdly pleased. She looks at me and realizes that I am confused by her response. "Well, you've never given me flowers before." I slide into the booth opposite her. I'm fascinated. This woman knows me. This isn't some passing acquaintance of my future Hegira's. The waitress appears and hands us menus. "Tell me," I demand.
"What?"
"Everything. I mean, do you understand why I don't know you? I'm terribly sorry about that."
"Oh, no, you shouldn't be. I mean, I know why that is."
Claire lowers her voice.
"It's because for you, none of it has happened yet. But for me, well, I've known you for a long time."
"How long?"
"About 14 years. I first saw you when I was 6.
"Jesus! Have you seen me very often, or just a few times?"
"Well, the last time I saw you, you told me to bring this to dinner when we met again."
Claire shows me a pale blue child's diary.
"So, here."
She hands it to me.
"You can have this."
I open it to the place marked with a piece of newspaper. The page, which has 2 Cocker Spaniel puppies lurking in the upper right-hand corner, is a list of dates.